Blog Talk Radio.
If you're feeling lonely today, come along and throw your cares away. We're really glad that you're our friend, and this is a friendship that'll never ever end. Thank you.
up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, I'm, of course, William Amo. What's up, Mac? What's going on?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm hanging in there, man. Glad to have you on the show, as always, and glad, ladies and gentlemen, that you all can tune in for this episode on Sports Urban Legend. And, you know, on today's show, we're going to talk about the shocking passing of Bray Wyatt, passed away a few days ago. We're also going to talk about the hardcore legend Terry Funk, Bob Barker passing away too recently. Yeah, we're going to talk about everything basically, you know, sports, entertainment, everything else. I guess I'll touch upon Ahsoka a little bit, but I won't go into spoilers since you haven't seen it yet. Yeah. And of course, the Doc and Daryl officially having their numbers retired by the Mets. So I'll give you all my thoughts on that. But most importantly, we definitely would love to hear from you. That number is 563-999-3529. That's 563-999-3529. So again, feel free to talk about any of these topics or more. We'd love to hear from you. But with that said, yeah, let's talk about the passing of two icons. Of course, you got Terry Funk, who's been a legend in the sports for a long, long time. You know, he basically won titles everywhere he went. You know, he's the ECW champion, NWA champion, you know, won tag team titles with his brother Dory. Won his only gold with WWE as Chainsaw Charlie when he teamed up with Cactus Jack. Yeah, man. So yeah, he is definitely considered the father of you know, hardcore wrestling. So you know, he'll definitely be missed. And you know, one of the most iconic matches he's had that he didn't, you know, fight in, what was the Hell in the Cell match between Mankind and Undertaker, when right after Undertaker threw you know, Mankind off the cell, definitely the most memorable scene from a Hell in the Cell match. I'd say the only thing second to it would be the debut of Kane, the one that happened like a year prior to that, because this match was in 98, and then of course I think the Hell in the Cell one was 97, if I'm, the original one was 97, I think, when it was Shawn Michaels versus Undertaker, and then of course Kane popped up, ripped off the cage, and you know, made his debut. But yeah, he, you know, Terry Funk, he's definitely going to be missed. And then of course, a news that was even more shocking was the passing of Bray Wyatt. If I'm not mistaken, he passed away at the age of 36. You know, he was, you know, always rumored to be returning back to WWE. He was supposed to fight Bobby Lashley at WrestleMania, but then he mysteriously wasn't able to, got pulled from the match, and reportedly he might have contracted COVID at that time, and you know, he had heart complications because of that, and allegedly he passed away of a heart attack. I believe it was yesterday, or was it Thursday? You know, the days are kind of.
Terry Funk, what you talking about?
Huh?
Terry Funk?
No, I'm talking about Bray Wyatt.
Oh, they said he passed away from heart complications? Is that the diagnosis right now?
That's what I heard. I heard that, you know, he had, you know, around the time of, I think, the reason why he got pulled was because he had COVID, and as a result, he had heart problems, and then he died of a heart attack when he recently passed away.
Because I haven't heard anything official yet as of yet.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be sad if that was the case.
Well, yeah, that's what, you know, I have to say reportedly and allegedly because, you know, unless if it's official, you know, I can't say definitively if that was the case or not, but reportedly that was the reason, you know. But yeah, man, both icons will be missed. They both put their mark on the business. Bray Wyatt, man, he was, you know, like a modern day Undertaker, you know, like, you know, that memorable scene earlier this year with Bray Wyatt basically getting his ears whispered into by Undertaker was like, you know, the passing of the torch moment. You never see Undertaker interact with people like that. Maybe the only time you could see him interacting with somebody like that was when he fought John Cena and John Cena's after John Cena debuted against Kurt Angle and he shook his hand. But yeah, other than that, you can't really think of Undertaker like really, you know, like passing the torch or like you know, like acknowledging somebody in character. You know, like
yeah.
That. But yeah, he's definitely gonna be missed. I mean, my favorite version of his was, you know, the Wyatt family leader that, you know, when he started, you know, with Luke Harper, you know, rest in peace, Brody Lee. And then, you know, of course, Braun Strowman and, what was his name? It escaped me for some reason. Eric Rowan. Yeah, and both men, Braun Strowman and Eric Rowan, they popped up. They returned to WWE for the tribute, and you know it was a touching tribute for both men. A well deserved 10 bell ring salute. Both guys are gonna be icons, and you know. I mentioned, you know, Terry Funk, you know, part of wrestling royalty. And, of course, Bray Wyatt was also part of that also. You know, Wyndham Rotunda, his real name. His father was, of course, IRS. His brother was Bo Dallas. His grandfather was Black Jack Mulligan. Did I mention his uncle was Barry Windham? I don't remember if I did, but yeah, it was very sad. You know, my condolences go out to JoJo and his kids. It's really sad, you know, him, you know, such a great career and by all accounts a wonderful person. You know, he passed away so suddenly. You know, very eerily similar to his friend, you know, Brody Lee, you know.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, very sad.
Yeah, Bray Wyatt was definitely one of the most creative minds that we've seen in WWE in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with his promos, with his characters and storylines. And this guy was a genius. And 36 years old, man, he had a long way to go still.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in the prime of his career.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate that he passed away so suddenly. And, I mean, he'd been out for months. We didn't know what illness he was battling or what injury that he had. But now we've come to find out that supposedly he had COVID. Which may have, according to you, exacerbated his previous pre-existing heart condition. So if that is true, then yeah, that's horrible to hear. I feel bad. Feel bad for his family.
Yeah.
And JoJo, the kids, you know. Yeah, very, very sad, man.
I mean, very sad indeed, man. I mean, this. And when you think about it, now that I think about it, it's very eerily similar to Brody Lee also, you know. Luke Harper, you know, when he went to AEW, you know, obviously, you know, as Brody Lee, and he was, you know, he was ahead of the Dark Order, and then afterwards, he was gone for many months, and then you know we find out he passed away suddenly, and it's, you know, Bray Wyatt was impacted by it in real life. You could see him, you know, he referred to him as his brother. You know, he even told the fans when he returned that he's, you know, you're never going to see the original version of the Wyatt family version of Bray Wyatt because, you know, Brody Lee is gone. You know, and Brody Lee was his right-hand man, you know, in the Wyatt family and in real life. I mean, it's very sad, you know, especially in this wrestling business, you know, people, you know, that. You know, it takes a toll on your body, man. And you know, unfortunately, you know, he passed away at the age of 36. You know, it's
yep. Gone too soon.
Really messed up. Yeah, really gone too soon indeed. And then on a segue, Bob Barker, you know, the Price is Right legend and, you know, former Raw host, you know, he passed away today by the age of 99 years old. His 100th year birthday was vastly approaching. Let me see his actual birth date because I know it was supposed to be coming very soon. August 20th. Let's see. Let me do the math.
Yeah, Bob hosted Price is Right for 35 years. That's a long time.
Yeah, he died. His birthday is December 12th, 1923. So he's like what 4 years? He was 4 months away from him potentially turning to 100, but. Yeah, the funny thing is, I saw, I don't know if it was an old tape. It might have been, I don't know if it was an old tape, but yeah, they were hyped. Game Show Network was hyping up his upcoming 100th birthday. And then it reminded me of kind of Betty White because, you know, you had like newspapers and stuff like that hyping up her, you know, her potential 100th year birthday, and you know, they both live long and blessed lives. But you know, the false advertising though, both of them didn't see 100, even though you know it was highly advertised. But you know, they lived a great life, both of them. You know,
yeah,
in the world of television, Betty White, you know, obviously famous from Golden Girls, Mary Tyler Moore, and of course Bob Barker. You know, he was the legendary host of The Price is Right. Also hosted prior to that Truth or Consequences, and you know, he was also in Happy Gilmore. You know, famous scene with Adam Sandler. It looks like he's Native American. I'm reading here. Yeah, I had no idea he was Native American. I just assumed he was white. But yeah, well, you know, he was known for his, you know, being a huge animal activist. You know, at the end of the show, he always tell people, you know, to spade or neuter your pets and control the pet population. And then of course, you know, he was succeeded by Drew Carey, who carried the, you know, who, you know, who carried the torch and, you know, did a great job as well.
Who cares for the holes, right?
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
But, yeah, another icon, you know, passing away.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's very sad. I remember as a kid, I mean, I haven't watched Price is Right in years. I remember as a kid, you know, especially during the summers, always waking up to Price is Right. That was one of the shows that I'd be always on when I'd wake up really late during the summertime when there was no school.
Yeah,
so, yeah, that was one of the first game shows that I watched as a kid, you know?
Yeah, me too. That show, Concentration with the late, great Alex Trebek, Double Dare with Mark Summer. Yeah, like a lot of great, iconic shows. And, you know, obviously Wheel of Fortune is still going on with Pasty Jack and Vanna White.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. One of my favorites.
But yeah, you know he'll definitely be missed. You know, rest in peace to him. I guess we'll take a break. You know, and we'll be right back. We'll talk about. You know, the Mets and the Yankees, the Mets honoring, you know, their icons. We'll be back after this break. You're listening to Sports Urban Legend with William Ramo and Macaulay Matthew, and we'll be back only on Block Talk Radio.
I'm here for you. I'm not out to go out there and cheat all night, just like
what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Sports with a Legend. It's me, Will Ramo, and of course, Macaulay Matthew on the other side.
I feel like I'm at a funeral tonight.
Yeah, man. Let's liven it up a bit. Congratulations to the New York Mets finally honoring, their past. They announced that they're gonna finally retire the number of Daryl Strawberry and Doc Gooden next year in two separate ceremonies. So, congratulations to both men.
Congrats.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know, well, actually, what you think? You know, since they also won you, they helped you guys win, some championships over there. But you know, I'll get to that. I'll get to you very, very shortly, so you can give your thoughts on it. It's a great day for the Mets. Obviously, you know, we all know their Mets careers on the field ended horribly, you know, because of their off the field, drug use that they had. But the good thing is that there's redemption. Both men are seem to be getting their lives back together. Doc Gooden, he looks sober now, and he looks like he has a very positive outlook on life right now. And then of course Daryl Strawberry, his transformation, is well documented as well. He's been a Christian pastor for 17 years or so. So he definitely turned his life around, and he ministered to people to avoid the pitfalls he went into during his playing days and right after his playing days. So thank God that both men are getting their they're both getting their redemption. And of course they were recently inducted to the Mets Hall of Fame, I think it was last year, and now their numbers are finally going to be retired. Well deserved, both guys, part of the 86 team. Daryl and Doc's career were basically mirrored. Daryl was the Doc Gooden of hitting, and Doc Gooden was the Daryl Strawberry of pitching, during that time. Both two young guys dominating the city at this time. The last time the Mets, took over the world in New York City. And, it's refreshing that the Mets are honoring them like they honored Keith. And hopefully Gary Carter will have his day, his number retired in the near future as well. But, as a Yankee fan, Mac, those guys are, both played their careers. Daryl played, some of his career with you guys towards the end of his career, with you guys through a no-hitter, won some championship with you guys. And, of course, Daryl Strawberry retired with you guys. What's your thoughts on, two former Yankees being, having their number retired with the organization that put them on the map and where they rightfully belong?
I think it's great. Grateful for both guys. I mean, both guys they were drafted as Met players, and they deserve to go in the Hall of Fame and be honored as Met players. And yeah, it's a great milestone for both guys. Gooden is probably one of the best pitchers the Mets organization has ever seen. As well as Gooden, Strawberry is one of the best hitters the Mets have ever seen. So, it's a great day for Mets fans and the Mets organization to be finally honoring these guys. And congrats to both.
Yeah, I totally agree with you for sure. We're definitely in agreement with that. Definitely long overdue and well-deserved. Obviously we know their careers could have been a lot better if they weren't battling
crackheads.
The demons. Their demons that they were doing with their drug addiction.
Crackheads.
But,
that's it.
Well, obviously that's what they were, But you know, thank God they, you know, they finally turned their life around, and you know, we're honoring. They did, you know, on the field, you know.
You met Strawberry, right?
Yeah, I did. Actually, I met him once.
Can you give the audience a little bit of how that went?
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, I totally forgot about that. Yeah, he was you know, he was preaching at Brooklyn Tabernacle, so. You know, I went to the, you know, he was ministering, him and his wife was, Tracy, they were ministering to people, and, you know, basically he was, you know, talking about, they were both talking about their life stories, how, you know, how they both, you know, they had a, you know, troubled life until they found, you know, Jesus, you know, and he turned their life around, and now they dedicate their life to helping people avoid the situation that they went through, and, you know, also get people out of, you know, people who, you know, battling drug abuse and other addictions, and help them get out of it. So, oh yeah. So basically, you know, there was a long line after the service, and I met him, you know, I shook his hand, I gave him a hug, and I don't even remember if I even really got it, you know, there was a bunch of other people, you know, there, you know, I took the photo with him, I don't even remember if I even, I said, hello to him, I don't even think I even, you know, other than, you know, it was brief, you know, I don't even remember if I, you know, told him that, you know, I was, you know, part of, you know, the stuff that he did, you know, off the field, instead of, even more so than the 86, but I didn't get a chance, you know, in my mind, I was thinking of you saying that, but, you know, there was a lot of people ahead of me and a lot of people behind me, you know, and, you know, of course I had to take the photo, so, you know, it was nice to meet him. So yeah, it was a cool moment.
Great to hear.
Thanks. But hopefully many more Mets will have their numbers retired. But yeah, shifting gears to these modern day Mets. Pete Alonso, hopefully his number will get retired, but there's been rumors lately that at the trading deadline, Pete Alonso is going to get traded to the Brewers.
If Mets had done that, Mets would have been really dumb.
Yeah, in more ways than one, because one, Pete Alonso, he's like right up there with Strawberry as their best homegrown power hitters that homegrown power hitters, and they're right up there with Piazza as the three best power hitters Mets have ever like had, really, when you think about it.
Yeah,
it would have been so stupid, I mean, for them to get rid of him. Pete Alonso is like in the top four all time in Met home run hitters. Like, this guy, he almost has 200 home runs, and he's only played this would be his fifth season, I think. Maybe fourth full season, like, you know, 162 season probably. You know, because, of course, 2020, you know, the COVID was like a half a season. So I think that season he only hit like 16. But other than that, every other year he's hit like at least 35 home runs in a full season, in a full, you know, 162 season. And he already has that already. He has, 39 right now? He's been sitting on 40 home runs for a while now. So, yeah, hopefully the Mets will sign him to a long-term extension in this offseason, because next year is going to be his walk year, barring, you know, an extension. So hopefully that's the case. One person who's not gonna get his number retired is Carlos Carrasco. because he's been having a horrible season. Like he just keeps getting light up like a Christmas tree. I mean it's been horrible. And this guy used to be a great pitcher, you know, with the Cleveland Indians, now known as the Guardians. If I'm not mistaken, I think last year he pitched great. Or was it? I think it was last year he pitched great. I think he won 15 games last year, if I'm not mistaken. But, yeah, as great as he was last year, that's how horrible he was this year. Like, I can't even remember the last time he got a win, like, this year. He can't get out of the third inning, much less the fifth inning. I mean, he's just been brutal. I mean, they need to cut him, you know. I know he's a good character guy. I know he battled, I think, Tommy John surgery the year Lindor and the Indians went to the World Series in, what, 2016 when they lost to the Cubs, when the Cubs streak got snapped, losing streak got snapped. You know, Carrasco, you know, he's a cancer survivor, a great character guy. But yeah, he the Mets have to release him, man. He doesn't have it anymore, you know.
Yeah,
it's a tough business. But yeah, they gotta make the tough decision, or he has to retire. Like he's not cutting it anymore, unfortunately. But you know, the Mets, they've been horrible lately. You know, they beat the Braves one of the games when they scored 10 runs. But yeah, basically, you know, the Mets, what can you say? It's a lost season. So hopefully they'll try to go after Otani, you know, who they're facing in the Angels series currently. You know, Otani, he has a torn UCL, so he's not going to pitch for the rest of the year. You know, he's still hitting. You know, he got some hits against the Mets today's game. Yeah, the Carrasco gave up 5 runs. But the Mets bullpen, you know, held on the fort, and they didn't give up any runs after that. So, you know, the bullpen pitched great, but you know, the offense was horrible.
Yeah, Mets got a lot of, just like the Yankees, the Mets have a lot of decisions to make in off season, a lot of changes as well.
Yeah, and shifting gears to the Yankees, you know, the Yankees, they snapped their nine game losing streak, and then I think they beat the Nationals, and then they lost the rubber game, and then they've lost what, the last couple of games in a row.
Only one game. They lost to the Rays today, 3-0. On Friday, we beat the Rays 6-2. So right now, the rubber game is tomorrow with the Rays. And, the Yankees have been playing better as of late a bit. But before that, I mean, we lost, like, what, 8 or 9 games in a row?
Nine
games in a row, yeah. And then Judge had that monstrous game where he hit the 3 home runs. First time in his career that he's hit 3 home runs in one game,
yeah,
believe it or not. So, and for with the number of games that he's hit, I mean, that he's missed with the injury, this guy could still finish the season with 40-plus home runs.
Yep.
That just shows you that if he didn't miss time, he probably could have broke his own record from last year.
Yeah.
So, we definitely missed him in the offense, but there's going to have to be a lot of changes done to this Yankees team going forward, because we're most likely not going to make the postseason right now. We're last place in the division at 62-67, and this offense has been abysmal. for most of the year. So he's definitely going to have to make a lot of changes in off season, and it might have to start from the top.
Yeah, I hear you. They haven't been just abysmal. They've been Pepto-Bismol.
This is a in my years watching the Yankees, I've never seen the Yankees this bad. Never.
Yeah, last time they were bad like this was like 1982.
Yeah.
Before both of us was born. So.
This is like you watching the Mets. Like this is the first time I'm experiencing this with the Yankees.
Now you know what it's like to be. Now you know what it's like to be a Mets fan.
Yeah, it's the first time experiencing this, so yeah, it's not fun.
Yeah, welcome to my world, literally.
Yes.
So, yeah, both teams need to get the act together. Hopefully the Mets can get Otani and Yamamoto and whoever else they can get to right this ship. But, you know, we shall see. Time will tell. Yankees need to make some changes big time as well. Yeah, this is their 100-year anniversary of the old Yankee Stadium and their first championship. You know, you would have thought the Yankees would have a historic year, but I guess in a sense they are, but in the negative sense. So we shall see. You know, this is the Yankees. You never know, but this Yankees team is the worst team I've seen. And, so we'll see what happens. Yeah, and then shifting gears, the Jets beat the Giants. Aaron Rodgers made his unofficial debut as the Jets in the last preseason game against the Big Blue. He threw one touchdown pass. And, you know, he didn't look bad. I think he went 5 for 8. But the real test is going to be it's when the games are for real.
Yeah. Yeah, in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
It's a real football.
11.
Yep.
Against the hosting the Bills.
Should be good.
Yeah, definitely. Looking forward to that. And, of course, the Giants, they're going to be hosting the Cowboys the day before September 10th.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's gonna be big divisional rival games at MetLife Stadium, back to back games, back to back days. So
I can't wait for that.
Definitely gonna be must see TV. But yeah, before we head out, I guess I'll give you my thoughts on Ahsoka. Even though, obviously, I'm not going to go into spoilers. But I would say, you know, I was, you know, cautiously optimistic about the show. You know, if you watch the Rebels cartoon and the Clone Wars cartoon, you know, it'll definitely, you'll definitely be up to date. You watch that, you watch those cartoons, you watch The Mandalorian Season 2. And you'll be up to date. But if you haven't, I think they give you somewhat an idea of what it's about. But it's more epic if you watch the Clone Wars cartoon and the Rebels cartoon. Because this is like the unofficial fifth season of the Rebels cartoon, but in live action. It was good seeing, you know, the characters, in live action, for the first time. I guess that's what I'll say, you know, right now, the first two episodes were good. There was some part in the show I didn't like, which has been a recurring theme for characters. Let's just say it's a very memorable scene from Phantom Menace that just keeps being rehashed over and over again. But I'll give you more of my thoughts in another episode. But, yeah, so far, you know, so far the show looks good, but, you know, I thought that about Obi-Wan, and I thought that about The Mandalorian Season 3, and I'm trying to remember what other show. The Book of Boba Fett, like, yeah, the first two episodes were good, and then afterwards the third season, the third episode, everything dropped off, and that has been a recurring theme with these Disney Plus shows. So, yeah, ever since The Last Jedi, my faith in Disney, Star Wars, and just cinema in general, or any form of entertainment, has been lost for good. So, you know, let's just hope that, you know, this Ahsoka show could at least help Disney bounce back a little bit since Mandalorian Season 2, because, yeah, Season 3 was brutal. But, you know, I'll talk more about that in a future episode. Is there anything else you want to talk about before I head on, man?
Not that I can think of, no.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on the show, man. Really appreciate it.
Pleasure to be on, as usual. And then check out my show, iMac. Check your local listings for that.
All right. You heard him. Check out his show, iMac. Yes. Oh, by the way, Leon Messi, he played against Red Bull today with his Inter Miami CF. Team, they defeated the Red Bull by the final score of 2-0. And
he scored a goal, it looks
yeah,
like.
He scored a goal in the, looks like in the 89th minute. So that was his 11th goal with the Miami team. And congrats
goal.
To him.
Yep, does that guy still do the soccer games?
I have no idea. I assume so. And, you know, a great way for the 7-time Ballon d'Or winner to, you know, get the victory, you know, in front of the crowd in New Jersey. So you know, I guess keep you posted on that in the future. But, well, again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming on tuning in, checking out the show. Check out his show, iMac. You know, check his local listings for that. Check out my YouTube channel, Sports Urban Legend TV. And, of course, check out my channel, this show, Sports Urban Legend, every Saturdays at 11, only on Block Talk Radio. You know, well, he's Macaulay Matthew. I'm William Ramo. And I'll see you guys next week. And rest in peace to all the aforementioned people we covered today. So have a great weekend, everybody. And hope you all tune in next week. Peace.